B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Fired up to get to the BetQL guest line. Talk to our guy, Mr. Peter Rosenberg, one of the hardest working dudes on the East Coast. Peter, what up, man? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good, man. So I got to see you last weekend in Baltimore. Obviously, that was a good, fun game to attend. The Ravens Stadium is quite dope. You were in a very nice suite.
It was lovely.
But they lost, right? How do you come out of that game? Where's your head at?
I feel great. I feel great. There was only the only scenario that I was prepared to be unhappy about would have been like getting trounced. Like if they really looked like they were just completely outclassed, if Jaden looked lost, those scenarios would have upset me. But losing by seven, obviously, you know, we get some bad news out of the game. But in terms of the game itself, losing by seven and not giving up like 40-some points, obviously they had solutions for our running game. We didn't have B-Rob, all things that you kind of would assume would be problematic. I don't see how you could come away not feeling pretty good about that result.
I tend to agree with you, man. How did you feel defensively where we heard from Commanders defensive coordinator Joe Witt a little earlier, and he basically said there were like four plays that really kind of skewed that game. Do you feel like defensively they were pretty close to a really strong effort, or they had to get a stop and they couldn't?
I sort of split the difference there. I probably lean towards the latter. You know, like you can make it, you can describe it in a way that makes it sound like it was a great effort. But guys, let's be clear. Lamar seemed capable of doing what he wanted to do. Like I never felt great about us getting a stop. Now, stops came and we did get some stops, but we also caught some breaks. Obviously, the interception on the first drive was a huge, a lot of luck involved there. So it could have been worse. I want to give credit where it's due. They certainly played a decent game. But if we're now getting to the standard of like we expect this team to do something, guys, if you're talking about winning games in January, it would still need to be better than we saw on Sunday.
When do we get to that point? When do you cross the threshold of, hey, it's cool they showed they can compete with Baltimore, Baltimore's one of the best teams in football, to, yo, beat them. That's the expectation. And I'm asking that, like, not –
they're
not
growing.
Asking that
I
rhetorically.
Mean, this is the first year of this thing happening. They're growing. So, I mean, you still – we want to beat them no matter when. But I think after the game is over – you have a level of respect to say they did not go out there and look like they didn't belong.
Totally.
I think that's the ultimate thing. But ultimately, you want to beat the hell out of them anytime.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, we spoke earlier in the year, guys, like this defense has a couple of pieces, and we've seen now little by little, you know, them just strip away sort of all the remnants of the things that, you know, they didn't want to see. You're seeing the healthy scratches, right? We see who they're putting on the pine and who they're getting to play. So they're trying to make the most of what they have. But clearly, I would think that moving out of this season, the biggest priority is beefing up defense. You certainly see an offense that's incredibly potent. So I don't have expectations that this year, guys, we're going to win games because of our defense. I don't know that that's a realistic expectation. I think you should be looking for bright spots on the defense, pieces that you want to see, like, you know, the great things from the rookie. Like, get things that you love, move forward with those things, and add next year. The idea that this year we're going to have a stout defense, I think that's an unrealistic expectation.
I agree. Yeah. Now, everybody down here, we're talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio on Twitter and Instagram and all the things. A lot of folks down here want to talk about the trade deadline, and they want to talk about it kind of all the time. Do you want them to be aggressive? Do you want them to chill? Like, if you could call your shot, what would you want to happen?
Well, can I ask you a question? Let me respond to your question with a question. Okay. What are people saying? What are people thinking they should be actively pursuing?
Corner's yeah, the top corner. Of the list. Maybe a pass rusher.
You know how it is, though.
But
Peter.
Then you got people that want them to add a receiver and a running back and all that.
Those who start a season with one mindset, they win a few games, and they want you to go chase the Super Bowl. And I think if they were a Super Bowl contender, one player, two players away, yes, go be aggressive. But right now, you're not that at this point. You got to basically continue on your path. And if you see something, yes, but it's not necessary, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm in lockstep with you. I don't have a Super Bowl expectation, so I don't know what. Listen, we all get excited, guys. We're all excited. This team has a chance to make the playoffs. Maybe win a game. They could compete and win a game in the playoffs. I think that's on the table.
They could go to the second weekend of the playoffs.
They could. And that
I think that's almost a reasonable expectation.
You could
maybe not
really,
expectation, but.
Yeah, but at least it's something you could reasonably hope for, okay? And as someone who remembers so well when the best-case scenario during the best year was to just, like, lose a playoff game badly to Seattle, and that was in the best years. The worst years were just, you know, 4-12 and 3-13. I'm not even kidding, guys. I have not thought about the trade deadline once. Only if it was something. So if there was someone with a contract that you liked moving forward, and it was someone you were already interested in anyway, and you had a play to get them now, sure. But the idea of like making a move right now, guys. Do you want to do something as desperate as the Jets did this week? I mean, like, that to me was like, I knew they were going to do it, obviously, right? Like, Devontae and Rodgers wanted to play together. But that's a team making a move who is desperate to keep this thing together, because if it doesn't work out, the whole thing is getting blown up. That's literally the opposite of where we are. The Commanders, I've never been happier to be a fan of this team. We don't need to do anything desperate at all. Mm-hmm. Just let this season play out, man. If we make the playoffs, that'll be sweet. If they won a game, even better. But are you thinking that there's a chance we're not going in the right direction? Stay the course. I'm not worried about a trade right now.
I think that's well said. The Jets are clearly a train wreck. The Giants might be a train wreck.
Giants are weird. The Giants are a strange one. I'll tell you this. B. Mitch, I don't know if you feel the same way. The Giants are doing just enough that I still worry about playing them again.
Yeah, every time we play the Giants, I worry about it because
that's
a team that seems to play us well. No matter who's at the helm, they always play Washington well. So we had the thing a few weeks ago talking about the biggest rivalry and all that, the NFC East. That's what I'll say.
Maybe, and listen, maybe it's only a few weeks away. Maybe Kayvon will still be out. And with Kayvon and Neighbors out, I feel pretty good against the Giants. Those guys back still concerns me. I'm sorry, you were saying, JP.
Yeah. No, I how big is the split between how low fans of the Jets and Giants are versus everything going on with the Mets and Yanks up there in NYC?
Oh, it's pretty quiet for the football teams at this moment. It's actually, can I tell you guys, it's the best thing that could have happened for the Jets right now. Because as big a story as this weekend was, and I think they got, I saw the local ratings. I think the Jets got the biggest rating by like 30,000 people. Like, that's how close it is. They barely outrated the Mets. So the fact that there are so many eyeballs on the baseball absolutely helps this Jets team. But man, the pressure is mounting. And in this week, it seems like every week is must win for them. But last week was bad enough, right? That game seemed handed to them against Buffalo. Now they're in another tough spot this weekend. Pittsburgh on national TV. Aaron Rodgers got his toy. I mean, he's like the little kid who gets every toy that he asks for.
Right.
Is he going to be able to do anything? Because, bro, if they don't, if that offense doesn't get better now with Devontae, I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I agree, man. Who you think the Mets can bounce back, and do you think the Yanks are going to the World Series?
I think the Yanks are going to cruise into the World Series. They didn't even play two great games, and they're up 2-0. Like, they really haven't even gotten going in a real way. Nothing's been great. Cole wasn't great. Obviously, Judge finally got a home run in Game 2, but he's been slow. Now, I think the Guardians, sadly for Cleveland fans, and I'll be in Cleveland this weekend for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions. I think it's going to be cool. You know Tribe's going in this weekend.
Oh, that's awesome. I did not know that.
Good stuff.
Yes, I'm making the trip I've never done this before, to go see a group get inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But yeah.
That's so cool.
I think that thing's going
to
end quick.
Will you get to like go to a post-game party with Q-Tip or something?
Yes, I'm going to be in a good situation. I think I'll be backstage for the show, and then they're having a party with, I believe, Kool and the Gang, who's also going in this weekend.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So it's going to be a good vibe.
We need a full report on that trip to Cleveland. That sounds epic.
Yeah, I thought you'd appreciate the Tribe piece of it. But yeah, I'm not going to make the baseball game, and I don't think there'll be a lot of Cleveland baseball after this weekend. Can the Mets bounce back? I feel that's all they do. That's what this team does. I expect them to bounce back tonight.
Yeah, it is what they do. That home run Shohei hit last night was unbelievable.
Bro, you want to know? Hold on, you want to know? Brian, you'll be proud of this as someone who's old and washed like myself. You'll love this. I was at the game. All right.
Hold on, Pete. You just called me old and washed.
But I said like me. Did you hear that? Because that's the comment. Like me. You know what? Maybe you won't even agree. You know what? Your kids are grown. You might just stay out and want to party. But listen, so I'm always trying to get out. Like, I don't do parking lots. I don't. And I went to the game because I wanted to take it in. And I pull for the Mets. They're definitely the team up here that I pull for, not the Yankees. But I'm not a hardcore fan, right? These playoff games are endless. Endless. Screw all the rules, the pitch clock. When you get to the playoffs, the games are endless. So I'm watching the game. It's 4-0. And we get to like the bottom of the seventh. And I'm like, I got to get home. I make the move. I hustle out. I get to my car. My car is pulling in front of the stadium, I look up. You can see the scoreboard from the parking lot. I see Shohei rounding the bases to make it 7-0. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is one of the greatest exits in my sports history. I was gone, bro. Gone.
I love it. I wonder. So Bemis,
I thought it was about to tell me that the ball hit his car.
B always gives me a hard time, Peter, because I always leave early. I wonder if there's something in the BCC curriculum that we're unaware of that teaches you to get the hell out while the game is good.
Yeah, B. Mitch, you're not a leave the game early kind of guy, huh?
Nah, I wait till everybody gone. I leave late.
That's because you're in a suite drinking for free.
I'm about to say, that's how you know you're really living life. If you're the kind of guy who stays till the end, that's because that's B. Mitch knows he's safe. If I'd stayed to the end of the football game the other day and not get out like 2 minutes early, I could have been the Commanders fan who got knocked out by that psychopath in Baltimore.
That guy's going to jail.
You walk up on me, he's the guy that got.
He deserves to go to jail.
No, put him under the jail. And by the way, so unrepresentative. The Baltimore fans were so lovely in my experience. It was
chill.
That's
what I was telling JP.
Yeah. I mean, when I was walking around, people were quite pleasant. That guy sucks.
Yeah, he sucks.
Get him to jail. Peter, thank you for the time, brother. Always appreciate it, bro.
Let's go beat this terrible Panther team. And let's cover the number, too. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks,
all right, man.
Dude.
Peace.
Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio.